Massive stars dying alone. The remote environment of SN 2010JP and its associated late time source, by Austin Corgan et al. We present late time images of the site of the peculiar jet-driven Type I in supernova SN 2010JP, including HST images taken 2 to 5 years post-explosion and deep ground-based images over a similar time. These are used to characterize its unusually remote environment and to constrain the progenitor's initial mass and age. The position of SN 2010JP is found to reside along a chain of diffuse starlight that is probably an outer spiral arm or tidal tail of the interacting galaxy pair NGC 2207, IC2163. There is one bright HII region projected within 1 kpc, and there is faint extended alpha emission immediately surrounding the continuum source at the position of SN 2010JP, which has MF555W equals -7.7, ±0.2, mag. In principle, the lingering light could arise from late-time circumstellar material, CSM, interaction, an evolved supergiant, a host star cluster, or some combination of these. Steady flux over 3 years and a lack of strong, spatially unresolved alpha emission make ongoing CSM interaction unlikely. If an evolved supergiant dominates, its observed luminosity implies an initial mass of roughly 22 MSN and an age older than roughly 8 MIR. If the source is a star cluster, then its color and absolute magnitude imply an age of 8 to 13 MIR and a modest cluster initial mass of log, M, MSN. Equals 3.6 to 3.8. Extended alpha emission out to a radius of 30% reveals a faint evolved HII region, pointing to recent star formation with at least one late O-type star. Based on these various clues, we conclude that the progenitor of SN 2010JP had a likely initial mass of 18 to 22 MSN. This was Massive Stars Dying Alone. The Remote Environment of SN 2010JP and its Associated Late Time Source, by Austin Corgan et al.